Hello.
Hello, hi, Lily. It's Clayton.
Hi.
Hello, hi. Yeah. I'm on a call right now with one of my bosses. His name is Rick. So what he's gonna do is gonna give you a brief overview of what our app is going to do, and then I will have some questions for you afterwards.
Okay, that's fine.
All right.
Okay, yeah. Cool. So we're a small tech company, and we're putting together an app that will help you manage your business, basically. So basically, you know, we'll do a lot of marketing and advertising, and then we'll get people who need kind of beauty services, and then we'll kind of funnel them to particular providers that provide the service that they're looking for. So that's one of the core functions, and that's basically finding you leads that are qualified, meaning, you know, you're not going to get calls about nails if you don't do nails, right? You know, if you do only hair, then you only get calls from people who are looking for, you know, hair. So that's one of the core functions. And then in addition to that, there's managing your clients, you know, your contacts and clients, sending them text messages or email saying, you know, your appointment's coming up in an hour, or you haven't been in 6 months, you know, you might make an appointment, that type of thing as far as appointments goes. Additionally, if you have a salon, it can give them directions and mapping for it, or if you're going to them, it can give you directions and give them an ETA of when you're arriving, that type of thing. Additionally, invoicing, processing credit cards, and as well as many other features. So in our research, we've noticed that people use different apps for different things. We're trying to combine everything into a single app. So you have one app on your phone to do everything. So that's the premise of the app so far.
So it's not like a beauty app.
It is. It is designed to be used by beauty industry service providers. Yes. Specific to beauty, there may be some inventory kind of databases.
So
one of the plans is to, you know, to kind of inventory, you know, every beauty product out there, and to allow you access to that database, you can keep inventory. You can track the products that you use, the products that you sell, your inventory, so you can reorder via the app as well. But booking, communicating in many cases with the client can be all done through the app.
Okay.
Clayton has some additional questions that we'd like to ask you.
Sure.
Okay, so let's see here, Lily. So when you think about your typical day, once you're getting your day started as far as running your business, what would you like to see improved on your day-to-day business as far as, I mean, for example, would you like to get more leads, meaning new clients? Would you like help with scheduling? Would you like help with marketing? Or would you like help with invoicing?
I think probably marketing would be one of the biggest for me.
Okay. Now, as far as your leads now, how are you currently getting your leads?
I actually am on two sites that I pay for yearly. I also have a website. So I hired somebody to do like a fix our website and do some codings and to get us on the Google to make sure that we're raising, actually. So we're on page 2 on Google now. I paid him for like 6 months.
Okay.
And so, yeah, we have a website and we have two different sites that we pay for yearly to get our leads. We're a bridal business.
Okay, what are the apps? What are the sites that you work with to get your leads?
I work with Wedding Wire and I work with The Knot. And the way that works, they target specifically for brides or events, and we're there just as hair and makeup. And
so
that's
you said
how
Wedding Wire, and what else?
Yeah, The Knot.
The Knot? Okay, let's see here, The Knot. And how they charge you yearly? How much is the yearly charge?
We've been on them for a while. I know their price is raised, so I don't know how much they're charging now, but we pay about $600 a year.
600 for each or just
Each. Yes. So I
each
pay like
okay.
600 for the knot, and I pay like 600 for wedding wire, and they provide me with leads, they provide me with reviews, they provide me with the brides, they provide me with interacting with other vendors. They also provide events where you can actually mingle with other vendors and market your business.
Okay, now as far as the leads, so the leads, the 600 per month includes leads, so they don't charge you any commission on the service you
No,
provide.
no. No,
Okay.
they charge me 600 a year.
The 600 for the year,
Nothing.
and then they just give you clients. How many clients would you say you're getting per month from these sources?
From these sources, well, we're usually booked every weekend, so we're good. So we get about 10 to 12 leads on wedding season, depending on, it just depends on wedding season too. Like we'll have slow months like November, February, we'll have some slow months, but for example, from June all the way till even now, we get booked.
Okay, so that means you're doing, say, you're doing like a set of wedding per week. So that's about what, about four clients a month?
Just about, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, plus trials during the week. So it's just, it varies.
Okay, but at the moment, you still have time where you have downtime where there's gaps that you would want, more leads or someone who just, want you to not for a wedding, just, someone that just wanted to book you for hair and makeup.
Oh,
You would
yeah.
want those types of leads, right?
Yeah, I mean, we can always make time because I have people working for myself as well. So it's just not only me.
Okay.
It's, yeah, there's multiple people.
Okay. And as far as providing you with leads, what would be the best way for us to provide you with leads? For example, would you like leads sent to you via call, email, or text?
Probably email. I respond faster to email.
Okay, now as far as pricing the leads, I mean, we come up with two separate options. So one option we would have is I mean, we could send you a cold call lead that may or may not convert, or we could, for example, we can answer the call for you, book the client, charge them, and charge you maybe a small commission anywhere between 10 and 15. But that's for a client that's already been booked, confirmed, and will be charged. Or you can get a cold call lead for someone who's specifically looking for your services in the areas that you cover and looking for the services that you offer. But that lead can go anywhere between $1 to $5 per lead. But like I said, there's no guarantee that it would actually convert into an actual client.
Yeah.
What options would
Yeah.
be more
So for
appealing?
me personally, I rather just pay the 10% because I don't have the energy anymore to even
Okay.
book the leads for myself. So I'm
Okay.
dealing with the emails and both of these guys. And like I
Okay.
said, some days slammed and some days I'm okay. It varies, and I'm also, I also freelance, so that's another thing. I go through other agencies to get jobs for commercials or television and film. So if I don't
Are you
have the
going through
time for it.
Priv? To Priv, Stylebee, one of those, or Vagaro? Have you used any of
The
those
what?
yet? Have you used
Excuse
any of
me?
the apps of Vagaro, Priv, Stylebee, Glam Squad? Have you used any of those?
No.
Okay. Okay. And the apps that you're using to be your freelancer, do you know what the name of that app is?
There are actually no apps. I just go straight through the site. They're big businesses. I have never used an app.
Okay. Okay. Now, as far as what's scheduling, how are you currently scheduling your clients?
During the week, I do trials and commercials, or let's say I just, whatever client I want to do something during the week, then I'll do during the week. On my weekends, they're specifically for brides. So Saturday and Sunday, I just book weddings during the day, and then I have the rest of the day free. unless they're EV money.
Oh, understood. But how are you scheduling your clients? Are you using a calendar?
Oh, yeah, I have Google Calendar.
A Google Calendar? Okay, there you go. Google Calendar. Okay. Let's see here. And as far as invoicing, how are you invoicing your clients? Do the companies that you work with, do they take care of the invoicing, or do you have to invoice your own clients?
No, they used to. I know WeddingWire used to provide us with contracts and like an invoice, but they stopped. They changed everything. So now I have my own Brido agreement, and I do PayPal, I'll do Venmo, I'll do Square.
Your PayPal, Venmo.
Or cash, depending on what they want to pay.
Okay. Okay. Now, quick question. Now, would you like a mini CRM, which is a customer relations management system? What it does is it actually keeps track of all of your clients. It keeps track of all the history of all the weddings you've done, all your invoices. It keeps it keeps all of your contacts and all of your invoicing history and everything all in one platform.
Uh-huh.
Would you be interested in a mini CRM that would manage all of your contacts?
That would be great, but yeah.
And would you be willing to pay, let's just say, $10 per month for a mini CRM? Like I said, it will. You can go on there. You can put in a specific name or number, and that client will come up with all of its history, all the invoicing, and it also what it will do for you. Also, the CRM will send out reminders to all of your clients, let's just say on a every 6-month basis, saying, hey, we haven't seen you in a while. You're interested in booking? Or it would also send out reminders for, promotions or deals that you have going on. That way, your clients that otherwise probably wouldn't be interested in booking would actually book, when you send out, blast reminders it will definitely take care of all of your clients and make sure that you have constant contact with them even when they're not booking.
For me, it would be nice to just keep track of what I've done, but it wouldn't be as beneficial because I won't see them. Like, it's just brides. It's brides. It's most of the time it's a one-time thing, and then I just keep booking. It's not
okay.
They come back. I'm not doing hair color or nails where they have to come back to me every 2 weeks, or eyelash services that they have to come back every 4 or 5 weeks. So it probably wouldn't be as beneficial for me. I would just like to have it just to keep track, but it's not necessary.
But would it be worth $10 a month for you?
No, it wouldn't be. To me, it wouldn't be worth it because I could just keep track on my computer. Like, I have a system where I just write whatever I did.
Okay. Now, as far as, is there any other things that you could think of right now that you currently would like assistance with that would save you time? I mean, because our app is mainly designed to save you, the provider, time, so you can provide a service instead of having to do all of the paperwork and all of the other things. We want to do that for you and allow you to just do what you do, which is service clients.
Yeah. Besides marketing and getting more leads, probably just assistance. If there's anybody out there that can assist, sometimes I need more people.
Would you have interested in possibly having like a dispatch service that would only, they would be on demand and they would answer your calls, on days when you want someone to answer your call. So you wouldn't have to like hire them, 5 days out of the week, or you can just say, hey, I know I'm going to be really busy on Wednesday. I want a dispatcher to answer my calls. That way I can make sure that I have, newer clients that are coming in.
Well, yeah, that would be nice because I only know a handful of people that help out, and sometimes we get busy and have to look for new resources.
Okay. Now, when it comes as far as your marketing, you said that that's probably the main stickler as far as what you would want help with. If you're paying Wedding Wire $600 a month and then you're paying the Knot $600, I mean $600 a year, I'm sorry.
No, a year.
So that's a total of $1,200 a year. If we could provide the same amount of leads and charge you for a yearly membership service, I mean literally the same amount of leads, if not more, for half the price. So you're paying $12, we would charge you $600 for a yearly membership that would provide you with leads. You would have access to a CRM. You would have access to everything our app does, but you can opt in or opt out of whatever you would like. Would you be willing to pay, let's say, like I said, half, $600 per year?
That's how much I pay. Why would I pay somebody else?
What I'm saying is that right now you're currently paying $600 for Wedding Wire. You're paying $600 for the Knot. What I'm saying is that if we did the same thing that both of the companies did, which is provide you with the same amount of leads, the same kind of leads, which are wedding leads, would you be willing to pay $600 instead of paying $12?
Oh.
What I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to provide me business, I don't see why I wouldn't, as long as I'm getting business.
Yeah, like I said, yeah. you would get exactly what you're getting now. You would get brides that would contact you or contact us. We would book them for you, let you know what needs to be done. You know, you guys would do the consultation, and then, you know, the wedding would be done. But like I said, we would just do it for half instead of, because we have guys that do the same thing as far as Google and do the keywords. I mean, we have
Are you basically basing your prices on what I'm already paying now? What if I would have told you?
Yeah. So what we want to offer you the same service but give you a better deal. Because in order for you to leave a company, you're not going to leave a company if we're going to charge you the exact same thing, even if it did the same exact same thing. So we have to entice you as a provider to work with us. We are a startup company. So in order for us to get more people to come on board with us, we do have to offer something. And that's what we have to offer you, at bare minimum, the same exact service that you're already getting from that other provider, and then also, you know, give you a deal to make it beneficial for you.
Yeah, but what if I just start up a company too, then how much would you charge me? What if I don't pay Wedding Wire or the Knot? Like, you know,
if you would leave Wedding Wire and the Knot, and you're paying them $600 a piece, we would give you a deal saying that we would charge you $400 for the year as opposed to the $600, because we're not as established as they are. So, I mean,
I wouldn't leave the Knot, or I wouldn't leave Wedding Wire, neither of them, because they provide me business constantly. That's how you build a reputation. So my reputation with them is it's good. So I wouldn't leave them. If I were to add something with your company, it would be an add-on service to me. I would not leave IT guy. I would leave nothing. I would just, you know, be an add-on service. But how would I supposed to add it on if I haven't seen anything? Like, I don't even know the name of your company. I'm not sure the name of the app.
Yeah, simply, I mean, right now we're all talking, we're talking about, you know, in the future, once we're ready to launch. We would not expect you to sign up with us without us actually showing you the interface. We actually want to work with you through the entire process.
I'm totally up for supporting new businesses and new apps. I think it's great. However, I'm not going to put my money if I'm not getting results or if I'm not seeing anything. You know, let's say you can get the leads that Wedding Wire can get me, then at the end of the year, I'm like, okay, there you go. There's your payment. Then the next year, I know you're going to be able to provide me with that, so then I'll pay for my following year. And then that's how I would do it.
Oh, yeah, understood. I mean, that's definitely, we definitely agree. Like I said, everything that we're discussing now is just for future references. You know, we would not expect you just to sign up with us, pay us $400 without us showing you anything. We have to show you that we work first.
Yeah, of course. Something like that, I would definitely do the whole commission thing. Like, okay, we provide you leads, and I'll take 15% of whatever you make. Perfect. That's fine.
Okay.
If you're providing me leads, if you want 15%, I don't have a problem with that. Or if the next year you're providing me leads and you want to charge, as long as you're providing me leads, I don't have a problem with that either. The thing is that, you know, I'm not going to pay unless I see results first. And I've seen results with both of these sites. So, I wouldn't leave them. I would add on things to my business. Of course I would.
Okay, awesome, awesome. Well, we pretty much you pretty much answered all the questions that we had here. I do want to make sure that you're paid for your time. We want to send a check out to you. Who should we make the check out to you to, and where should we mail it?
A check for what, sorry? Yeah.
No, check for your time. We want to pay you $100 for your time. Remember I told you when initially we spoke that I would pay you for the time that you spent with us on the phone and pay you $100?
Oh, okay. You guys can do PayPal?
Yeah, we don't. He just likes having checks. My boss is, like, really old school. But I'll make sure you're paid. You'll get it within the next 2 to 3 business days for sure.
Give me 1 second.
Okay.
Hold on 1 second.
No problem. Take your time.
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, sorry about that.
No worries.
It's fine. You don't have to pay me. I'm more than happy to just help. I understand. You're starting a business, and you don't have to pay me.
Okay. But in the future, let's just say my boss, because what we're doing is, like, we're having conference calls now. We're also having meetings. That way we can show you guys, you know, some markups and show you, you know, our interface and get your feedback on that. Would you be possibly interested in doing so in the future, meeting with us? And, you know, like I said, we're more than willing to pay you for your time.
Yeah, if you guys want to meet up and you guys want to have more conversations about the app, that's fine. But just make sure you guys let me know ahead of time.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely. Well, I know you're busy, so I'll definitely touch bases with you within the next month or so here. That way, once we're at the next phase, we'll definitely appreciate your input.
Is there a name for this app that you guys are creating?
It's called Simplia. Like I said, we're still in our startup phase, so we actually have not, like, if you, like, Googled it, you wouldn't find anything, you know. It's like everything is in-house right now.
Okay. And where are you guys based from?
We're in West L.A., where the 10 and the 405 meet in Rancho Park, like near Culver City Palms.
And how did you find? Yeah. Oh no. I'm asking my questions now. And how?
No worries. Go away. Shoot away.
And how did you hear about? Because I think you contact my email.
Yeah. No. I found you on Yelp. That's where I found you initially.
Okay, but you didn't contact my business email. You contacted my freelance email.
I contacted this number. This the number that I called you on today?
Uh-huh.
The business line.
Yeah, because I think you sent me an email as well.
I probably did. But I know I the initial contact was through your business line, and I found you guys on Yelp.
Oh, okay, on Yelp. All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for your time, Lily. I definitely appreciate your input. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you. Uh-huh.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.